Welcome to the Pro Photographer Journey Podcast, your resource for building the photography business of your dreams. This is Shamira Young, bringing you tips, business strategies, and interviews with award-winning photographers. We're all in this together. Let's get to the good stuff. Hey everybody, Shamira Young here, bringing you a marketing moment episode that focuses on, you guessed it, marketing. So marketing is something we should be constantly doing for our photography businesses, which is why I wanted to bring you a bite-sized, super actionable marketing tip that you can hopefully incorporate into your business. So I asked my previous guest from the previous episode what they're doing to market their business this week, and they shared what's working for them. So let's get right into the marketing moment. Is there one actionable item photographers can do this week to market their business?
This week? Wow.
Yes. Like one little, because we talk about so much on the show and so many great things, but I want to make sure they walk away with like one action they can take to further their business.
Well, I do hope one of my struggles right now is an ongoing struggle. Of social media, of managing the social media. Mm-hmm. And although it's a struggle, it's a must, I'd say. And so I would be on top of your social media. And I think it's a really big marketing tool, especially for weddings.
Goodness.
So if you don't have Instagram, that's something you should do this week. Invest on your or in your Instagram account, or maybe in your LinkedIn account if you're into corporate work. It's not easy, although it seems easy, but it's something you should go out, shoot, do some work that you think that can fit your potential clients, and then promote it in your social media.
Absolutely. And you brought up a great point. And I'm not sure if you realized you did, but I'm gonna point it out. You mentioned if you're a wedding photographer, Instagram is a great place. If you're a corporate photographer, consider LinkedIn. All that to say that depending on your potential client, you need to choose a social media channel that they will use the most.
Yeah.
And I've heard wedding photographers, usually I'll hear Instagram or Facebook or both for wedding photographers. Which makes a lot of sense. And LinkedIn makes a lot of sense for corporate clients as well. So I'm glad that you pointed that out.
I think that's, again, you need to choose the way, also your approach. When you go to direct clients, it's different.
Yes.
The work you show, it's fairly different because they're different subjects. But also the way to get there. Yeah, that's it. And social media is just one of them.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Hey, but don't forget the eye to eye, face to face. That's really, really important.
Oh, for sure. Right. Yep.
Again, don't stay in just at the computer trying to waiting for clients, because that doesn't work.
Right. You can't hide behind social media. You need to use social media, but you can't replace face to face interaction.
That's true.
If you're enjoying this podcast, I ask that you please leave a review on iTunes or Stitcher or wherever you're listening. The more reviews we get, the easier it is for people to find this podcast in search rankings. We want to reach as many people as possible and help improve our photo industry. I appreciate you all. Thanks for listening.